This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sherwin Hughes. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on a Friday. Well, what other thing would you rather be doing than listening to all of the information that we disseminate? Talking about this cashless society, which did take a little getting used to because it was a slow and gradual transition. I didn't buy my first thing off of Amazon. I still didn't really trust online shopping until, I don't know, the late 2010s. I didn't download and use Amazon until 2018. Everybody was, oh, Sherwin, you got to use Amazon. Because back, what I remember of Amazon, because Amazon's been around since the 90s. They used to be a book reseller, and it was always stuck in my mind. It just didn't make any sense to me how you could then get damn near anything off of Amazon, because when they first started, that's where you went and bought used books. Amazon used to operate like an online bookstore. But then, of course, they added literally everything under the sun. But I didn't really trust these online transactions. But you know what really accelerated it? And the article that I have backs this up. COVID, you were at home, and if you needed things delivered, if you needed a purchase, you couldn't just go out to the store and get stuff. Plus, stores in your neighborhood were running out of stuff. Do you guys remember the fact that we ran out of toilet paper? Would you have ever thought in the richest nation on planet Earth, and I say the richest nation, it's all of your income, the value of your house, the value of the land, all of the rent that we pay, all of the taxes that we pay, all of the gold in Fort Knox, and you know where else the United States gets its wealth from? That is why there is so much resistance to forgiving student loans. Federal student loans, the United States counts as its wealth. That's why you can't discharge them in bankruptcy, and that's why the interest is calculated daily and it runs forever. But they'll also let you defer them and go into forbearance for the rest of your life because that balance is always there. The whole point with student loans, a lot of folks don't know this, the whole point with student loans is to make sure that you always have a balance, whether you pay it off or not, because the United States can say, this is a part of our overall wealth, how much money you owe to go to college. It's a really weird system. That being said, I had to get – so the dope man at the time, everybody knows the dope man, right? Now, that doesn't mean you buy dope from him, but just you know somebody that sells drugs. The dope man's dude that I've known for 30 years. Cool dude. He just has a weird profession. But one that's not going out of business. Selling dope is not ever going to get replaced by AI, I assure you. He's like, sure, when I make more money selling toiletries and toilet paper and paper towel, I went to this dude's house. I've known him for years. Good dude. Just does illegal stuff. He has, you know, when you walk into somebody's house, if you have one of these Milwaukee bungalow style houses and you walk in that front door, you usually have a closet right there. So walk in the front door, right somewhere adjacent to the front door, there'll be that closet. That's where people hang their coats, whatever. From floor to ceiling. He cleaned out all of the clothes, all of the coats, all the winter jackets, all of the shoes in his front closet. And when I say floor to ceiling with toilet paper, my man had Cottonelle. My man had the Charmin. My man had the Scott. My man had the paper towels. My man had the Brawny. My man had the quicker picker rupper. I'm not kidding you. The entire front closet. He's like, go ahead, Sherwin. Get what you need, playboy. And was hustling and selling. I don't even know where he got it from, but don't question his methods. So during COVID, if you wanted to buy something, chances are you had to order it. transactions online. There's another thing that people do, which I guess I have succumbed to it. It's so when you go out to eat, you split the check, or maybe one person pays for the check and then the other people will give them cash. That's another reason why I like to have cash, because I can be a little bit more precise if I go out to eat with a group of people. Instead of having to split the check 17 different ways and making it a headache for everybody, I know what I ordered. Let's say I ordered $30 worth of stuff. Here you go. Here's $40. Here's $42. Here's my share. I pay in cash. Boom, I'm good to go. And also, it's a benefit to the person who might be putting everything on their card, because they have a little bonus. They get a little cash because I paid for my meal or my drinks, whatever, in cash. So they can put that in their pocket. But they do this thing now, and I don't like it, but you got to get used to it. I go out with some friends. Bill comes. Fine, I got the bill. How y'all want to do this? Oh, Sherwin, I'll Zelle you. I'll Cash App you. What's the other one? Zelle?
Venmo.
Venmo. I don't like that, but that's just how they do it. Oh, Sherwin, can you? Here, I'll get the coffees. Just Venmo me the $3.19. Now, I've gotten used to it now. There are some people that get their checks deposited with, you can deposit somebody's check with the Cash App. You can buy stocks and bonds with them. You can buy crypto with it now. But these are just other additional forms of electronic payment that keep records in a world in which we all should be much more concerned about our privacy. And I don't think that we quite realize how much of our privacy we are sacrificing and giving over to merchants and giving over to retailers and giving over to financial institutions, where they are creating this really accurate data picture of us. The other thing that I want to discuss during this hour of the program is the number of spam calls that we get. Now, it ebbs and flows. I might go a whole week and I don't get any. There'll be some days where I'm receiving 4, 5, and 6 of these damn spam calls. Now, depending upon what I'm doing, depending upon my mood, but also they can get you. Because some of the numbers that call me could be the number of a friend or someone that, maybe it's something that's business related. So I am likely to answer more calls than I am to send them to voicemail, just because I'm expecting calls from different people and different organizations. People, hey, Sherwin, can I get on the radio show? Or, hey, Sherwin, I'm calling from XYZ business. We're trying to set something up with 1017 The Truth. So I got to answer my phone more than most people do. And sometimes they catch you. You'll always know, because there'll be that pause. You'll answer the phone like a sucker. And here I am. Hello? And then you get more and more frustrated with each hello, don't you? I know I do. If I say hello once and if I don't hear something back, my next hello is going to be a little louder and a little more serious. But if I got to say hello 3 times, now I'm just going to be a full-blown racist. Now I'm very angry. There's a reason why there is a pause. So they collect all of our data, and a lot of times they can track who we are, where we go, our phone data, and our financial transactions with our actual cell phone numbers. And our numbers are packaged, and they're sold. And wait till I give you the details. There's actually a list called the Sucker List. The Federal Trade Commission is aware, and scammers use it, because if you're noted as a sucker, you are much more likely statistically to fall for a scam. Could be Medicare, could be Medicaid, could be Social Security. Here's the other crazy part. People that have been victims of scams before, and I feel so bad. I really do. That's one thing that I think the maximum penalties need to be levied on these people. If you screw trusting elderly people out of their money, they need to put your ass under the jail, because that's foul. These people lose everything. So they got a sucker list. The people who have been scammed in the past are more likely to be scammed again. Can you believe that? Statistically proven. I'm going to get into the details of it, and y'all are going to freak out when you hear this, because check this out. There might be someone who they got scammed. Let's say they got scammed out of $3,000. Oh, like, hey, we're here making sure that you're still enrolled in Medicare, Medicaid, Part D. Hey, we just need a little bit of your information. Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure. Here's my Social Security number, blah, blah, because they don't want to interrupt their Medicare and their Medicaid, not knowing this is a total fraud, okay? And they might even say they're calling from a hospital that this individual may have gone to recently and received service. Oh, we just need to confirm your information, ma'am. Just making sure we have everything so that Medicare gets billed and so that you don't get billed. And then the ladies, oh, absolutely, here's my information. Boom, they got her for $3,000. Here's what happens, okay? And chances are she's never going to get that money back again. You can complain and file a complaint with the Attorney General. You can file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Of course, you can report that fraud. There'll usually be a news story on it. You guys will see news stories every now and again. Oh, beware of a scam that's going on. So we find it better and more preventative to use the media to tell people about scams going on, because once you get ensnared in the scam, chances are your money is never going to be returned to you. In very few cases is money ever returned. But here's what they do when you're on the quote unquote, and it's literally called the sucker list. Let's say they get you for $3,000. Someone, and they'll know, obviously the scammer knows because they have your money. They'll call you back 3 months or 6 months later, okay, saying that, hey, they represent some organization. And here's the thing, because they're the ones that took your money, here's what they say to you. Hi, Ms. Smith, and they know your name. Hi, Ms. Smith, we understand that you lost $3,000 in a scam. We're very sorry to hear that, but we do have good news for you. We have been able to recover your money, but what we need from you is a $395 transaction fee. Do you know how many people actually fall for that? So many people fall for that that it's a lucrative multi-billion dollar business. So if you steal money from a vulnerable person once, you obviously keep their information because you got money from them. You call them at a later date and say, if you send us a little more money, we'll recover your $3,000. All we need is your bank account information and we'll direct deposit the money in your bank account in 24 hours. And as ridiculous as that may sound, do you know how many people are relieved to pay that $395, $295 to get their $3,000 return? And then they get them again. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Because that ultimately is what some of this stuff is leading to, these digital profiles that they can create. Because if you combine all the information we share via social media, and then you take that information and you package it with all the information that everybody already knows about us, who we are, where we work, where we live, and then you look at their financial transactions, where they go, what they spend their money on, etc., and all of this information can be aggregated where they have these detailed profiles on us, and then that information is then sold. And we can get targeted sometimes. It's legitimate stuff. Sometimes they're legitimate telemarketers. I would suggest everybody put yourself on the no-call list. About 260 million Americans are currently on it. Doesn't stop a goddamn thing because the criminals are still going to call you. But legitimate telemarketing businesses know that they'll be in violation of federal law if they call you anyway. But Rakesh and Kapoor and all the other people from India and Bangladesh, they don't care about no no-call list. I'm going to take a break, come back, continue our conversation. Maybe I should read some YouTube commentary. I'm literally getting a spam call right now. Unbelievable. I should answer. The reason why when you answer and there's that pause is because they use very sophisticated dialing software, and it can dial numbers at a rate faster than a human would. Right. And so it's dialing and dialing. And it's random numbers and it's dialing and dialing and dialing. And when you pick up, they have to then route your call to someone who's available to take it. And that's what the pause is. So you have an automated system that's dialing and dialing and dialing. And finally, they catch somebody that picks up. That has to be routed to someone who actually is available to take your call. And sometimes the call never gets taken. That's when you hear the disconnect. But that's what that pause is. And you know, when you hear that pause, you know that they got you. And now you're being marked and noted as someone who answers the phone. So your record now can get sold to somebody else as a list of people that are actually going to answer the phone. And then the next spam call is going to call from that. Take a break, come back, continue chatting. I will read a couple of YouTube comments on the other side. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be back shortly.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby? There is only one for me.
Welcome back to the program. You have made. Read some of these YouTube comments. I'm gonna scroll back. I don't know, 20 minutes ago, maybe? Not really a city girl says. No, this will be a good one. She says this to Mr. Ma D. She says she's a hopeful romantic and love the idea of love, but it does appear to be a different type of energy flowing outside. I stay indoors and keep my peace of mind. Let me tell you something. Not really a city girl. You don't get no shortage of attention now. All that wagging you dragging. You know, she came up here, Xavier, a couple weeks ago looking for you.
Oh, come back up here then if you got a lot of wagging.
Man, listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. So she comes up to the window. And I think that if you guys are in a certain place in a producer studio, I think they can see you from this window that is facing the market hall. Okay. So she waved to me, of course, got a glimpse of you, and then she walked off. Her body had actually, she'd walked out the door. Her ass was still here. Her ass ordered some pizza.
Oh, so she's a big booty cutie?
She ain't bad. She ain't bad. I was like, wait a minute. Now I'm thinking to myself, I'm off in about 20 minutes. You can stick around. Now you ain't got to. No, but her ass was here enjoying lunch. But she had already left. The rest of her got in the car, drove away. But, yeah, she had on some leggings.
Oh, send your pictures in.
Hold on, man. You got to stop telling these women to send in their pictures, because Lady B said that my Facebook relationship status said I was in a relationship. I'm married. Y'all know that, but don't worry about that. That's not your business. Between me and my spouse. And my spouse, my spouse does her thing. She's cool with it. She knows. It is what it is.
Oh, you're in an open marriage.
Open for one of us.
Oh, so you guys are swingers. Okay.
No, never. If my wife is intimately involved with another man, I ain't even going to trip. But guess what? He can have her.
Sharing is caring.
No, it ain't. There's certain things I ain't going to share. That's just not for me. Some people, it works. The only time I would ever do something like that is if I legitimately do not care about the woman. Then I don't care what she does. I don't need to talk to her every day. I don't. Or if I have a relationship with her that is, we have an understanding, I guess I'd call it. She does her thing, I do my thing. And sometimes that works out because, you know, we're busy. We got stuff going on. We got family, friends, you know, professional duties we got to attend to. There's a particular person that I know where I don't gotta talk to her every day. But when we do talk, it's like no time has ever passed. And she'll be like, hey, Sherwin. She's very like straight to the point. I appreciate that. Don't inundate me with words. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that talk. Don't nobody need to hear all that damn lip. They'll be like, hey, Sherwin, what are you doing, you know, Thursday at 7:30? You wanna go grab a bite? I'm down. Simple as that. And guess what? We won't talk until Thursday.
Sounds like you need love in your life.
What the hell, I don't. Love don't love nobody.
Sherwin's lonely, ladies. He needs your love.
Would you please stop for somebody believes you? Here comes Zach. That's how you know Zach is here. You know Zach is here when the hotkeys start playing. That's how you know Zach has arrived for his shift.
Watch your mouth.
There you go. That's how Zach says hello. No, I don't need... I don't know. It's not my season yet.
It's almost wintertime. You got to start picking who you're going to be cuffing and cuddling up with, kissing in the morning. Hold on,
man. No. When I say it's not my season, I'm not talking about the meteorological season. I mean, it's not my season to where I have to be content to be stuck where I'm at, because contrary to popular belief, when you're in a relationship, it's not all about me and what I want to do and my personal advancement. I have to give a lot of my time and my effort to another human being. So my personal advancement stops. And if you think that your personal advancement can continue while you're in a relationship, then you don't quite understand relationships. That is why I was always cautious of getting married, because wherever I was when I got married, a lot of what I've done in my life, in my career, could not have been done if I had another woman in my life that I had to take care of and tend to and support. Because a lot of my time that I could dedicate to furthering myself and my career, I would have to spend some of that time with her. Not to say I wouldn't have eventually arrived at where I was going to arrive at, but it would have taken longer. I can move at my own turbo speed when it's just me, because being in a relationship is going to slow you down. There are some of you that wanted to go back to school. There are some of you that wanted to do a whole bunch of things and travel and vacation. You can and you will go back to school and you will take vacations and you will travel. It's just that relationship and that other person, especially if you have kids, is going to slow you down. I can't be slowed down. I like to go with triple the speed limit, you know what I mean? But then every now and again, your boy wants to take an off-ramp and take the scenic route, take the windy road, and slow things down a little bit. Summertime is not usually the time for that because, you know, penny for your thoughts. That's what we should have titled the show, Penny for Your Thoughts.
That'll be the title of the third hour.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you got to title these programs per hour. All right. What else we got in the YouTube chat? I think this goes back to Alan's phone call. A couple months ago, he was talking about tips. He said he doesn't leave a tip on his debit card. That man has a banking account. Oh, talking about Alan. Alan probably does have a bank account. I think he also mentioned that him and his wife have a shared bank account as well. Then LT is over here talking about Honey Crisp and Granny Smith apples being so delicious. Granny Smith apples can be a bit tart. Oh, I got an idea for you. Y'all want an idea? Because, you know, summer is almost over. But what is it, the one that's going on right now? El Nino? El Nina? What's the weather system? El Nino.
El Nino.
All right. They said we are going to have a warm fall and a warm and mild winter because of the El Nino. So it's supposed to be like 90 degrees next week. It's going to be hot for a while. So y'all want a summertime treat. You ready for this? This is Sherwin's recipe. You ready? Get a pencil or a paper or something to write down. Get ready. Okay? You get you a decent little bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. It's a nice, crisp white wine. I mean, you can do white Zinfandel if you're cheap and ghetto. You can do white Zin. I would prefer you do a Sauvignon Blanc. Here's what you do. I'm going to humor you for a second, LT, when you say honey crisp apples, because they work very, very well for this. You take you a nice honey crisp. They're usually not in season until the fall, but you probably can find a decent honey crisp somewhere around these days. Okay? You core it, chop it up. Chop, 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 chop. Chop up a couple, little few, maybe chop up two medium-sized honey crisp apples. Listen to me now. I'm finna tell you something. I'm trying to put you on. Put them in the freezer. Put them in a little Ziploc bag and freeze two chopped up, chunked up in chunks, two honey crisp apples. Okay? Put them in the freezer. Then get you a couple of nice, ripe oranges. Slice them. Leave the rind on. Leave the peel on them. Slice them up, okay? You get you a nice glass pitcher, okay? You pour that Sauvignon Blanc in that pitcher. You add the frozen apples because that's going to keep it cold, okay? Then you add the orange slices. I ain't done with you yet. Listen to me. I'm trying to put you on, damn it. Throw you a cinnamon stick in there. You understand it? Get you a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Get you a nice couple of sweet honey crisp apples. Core them, chop them up, put them in the freezer so they get real good and frozen and cold. Then you get you a couple of oranges, throw you some orange slices in there. leave the rind on. Okay, get you a nice glass pitcher. You pour in that Sauvignon Blanc. You pour in your frozen apples. You throw in your orange slices. Throw in a cinnamon stick. And if you really want to go to town, you want to go to town, let me show you how I go to town. You can drink it just like that. Serve it. Little outdoor, little backyard, little get-together, a couple little friends, get you some nice little wine glasses. You got them frozen apples in there, keeping it nice and cold. It'll knock your socks off, and that cinnamon has just enough spice. If you really want to get freaky with it, throw you in a couple of shots of caramel-flavored vodka. Good night. Good. Watch yourself. I'm telling you. You watch yourself. I call that the Sherwin special. All right, now don't get Bill Cosby with that because it'll get good to you. You know what I mean? You'll get to drinking it. And next thing you know, the think time for the Jell-O pudding. Then you're going to get Bill Cosby. I warned you. That's not funny at all. Where is Bill Cosby? Has anybody checked on him lately? Just curious as to where. You got to put the cinnamon stick and put it in the seven, y'all. Theo, Claire. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I want to talk about these spam calls and where they come from, why they do what they do, and what you can do to protect yourself from them. Only on Claire, The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Bobby Valentino. Hey, yo, Tim, drop the beat for me.
Read a couple of these YouTube comments. Wonder Woman says, good throwbacks. Thank you, Wonder Woman. D. Donald says, her ass ordered some pizza. Well, of course it did. Ass like that gotta eat. That's rude. Why would I say that? That's offensive. Well, I'm just saying, she knew what she was doing when she put them clothes on.
Very crass.
Nah, that's not even close. I get worse than that, bro. This is my radio-friendly version. But she knew what she was doing. She was coming up here to see you, though, Xavier.
No, I think she was coming up here to see you.
No, she wasn't. No, because she would have stayed.
Oh.
She wanted to get a glimpse of you.
Well, I'm hiding back here.
I think she caught a glimpse.
Oh.
And then she went on about her. Well, part of her went on about her business. The other part stayed here.
Well, if you ever want to come back here and get some lunch, Sherwin's show ends at 12.
Hold on, man. You don't want to do that because somebody will show up, but it's not going to be who you think. You know who it'll probably be? It'll be a man.
I know, right?
It'll be Israel.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was more for you anyway.
Dude asked me if I was gay and then asked me where I park.
Yeah.
What? That's...
I miss his calls. He should call back.
No, because stop it now. Why are you trying to... He was mad that day.
He was very upset. I he must have been having some kind of episode.
Remember, this dude got shot by the police and lived. So yeah. I don't want to deal with somebody like that.
Yeah, he's really a tank. Didn't he get shot multiple times?
Through a brake rotor at a cop.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, he got mad because somebody sent me the video because he told the story about how he got shot by a cop and nobody believed him. A listener of my program searched Milwaukee police body camera footage, found the video, and I made a reaction video to it and put it on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Hughes Views 414. Go subscribe. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers on that joker. We made some progress. I probably added like 400 subscribers in the last like month and a half, 2 months. So let's keep it going. What else we got? Sorry, not really a city girl, but that ass is offensive. I was like, how dare you? Don't you have any home training? Leave that ass at home. The ass probably would. I got to cut it. I got, like, sponsors. I can't talk like this.
Yeah, you seem quite mesmerized.
I don't know if I'd ever met her before.
What does she look like?
She's nice looking. Nice looking black lady. Probably a lot older than she actually looks. You know, black women will fool you. They'll be 27 or 60.
So, yeah. What do you mean? She's in her 40s?
Literally no idea. If I had to guess, probably. Maybe her 30s.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just comment your age on the in the comments? You
know, that ass, though, was probably born in the 2000s. I think the ass. I cut it out, Sherwin. First of all.
You're obsessed.
And she knew what she was doing because as she's walking away, you know how they do. They look back to see if we look. Don't do that because you're going to catch me every time. Happened to me yesterday when I was walking out of here. I happened to be arriving at, you know, the exit door to when we get into the parking garage. Okay, so there's a young lady who was coming in as I'm walking out. And I got to tell myself, Sherwin, don't look. Don't turn around. It's tacky. It's classless. Don't. And I got to actually tell myself this. And you would think as I get older, I would grow out of it. I'm getting worse as I get older. And she walked toward me. She's walking in. I'm walking out. She gave me a little smile. I said, hey, how you doing? She said, hi. She's walking in. I was like, don't look, Sherwin. Please don't look. And I'm walking. I just walked out of the doors. I'm headed to my vehicle. I said, please, Sherwin, don't look. Don't turn around because she's going to catch you. And that's embarrassing when you get caught looking at ass. And what did I do? Turned around. And there she was looking at me, looking at her. I was like, damn it.
A nice, beautiful Jehovah Witness?
So she wasn't no Jehovah. That what ass like, that was a, she was an atheist with ass like that. You ain't going to be an old, that was a non-Christian ass.
I'm trying to catch some Jehovah this weekend.
They here.
Trying to catch the Holy Spirit.
Catch the Holy Spirit, all right? She's going to want to convert to a different religion if you hit it right.
Yeah. The religion of atheism.
I don't want to say that. Sometimes if you're dynamic in the sack, oh, God, a woman will totally change her religion for you. Oh, yeah. I'll convert! I will convert! Oh! She'll turn into a Muslim for you. Bismillah. Who can I offend today? You know these spam calls are really a problem, Xavier.
Yeah, they are.
Spam calls are best understood as not random nuisances, but as a large-scale targeting and sorting system. Some operations are legitimate, but aggressive telemarketers, others are outright fraud enterprises. The technology allows them to dial enormous amounts of telephone numbers very cheaply, determine who answers, identify promising targets, and then concentrate human efforts on the people most likely to engage and potentially pay them. It's a very big problem, ladies and gentlemen. The Federal Trade Commission received more than 2.6 million do not call complaints in 2025, with robocalls making up most of those complaints. Debt reduction, imposter schemes, medical/prescription pitches were all leading categories. Well, you may ask, how did they get my phone number in the first place? Via several different pipelines. You may have given your phone number away without even realizing it. Online insurance quotes, mortgage inquiries, sweepstakes, contests, warranty forms, and surveys. Quote, check your eligibility sites and comparison shopping sites can function as lead generators for these scammers. The Federal Trade Commission has brought cases involving consumer information collected through websites and then sold for telemarketing purposes. A 2026 academic study gives a striking example of the modern ecosystem. Researchers instrumented more than 100 health-related lead generation websites and found information being shared with more than 70 third parties. Their controlled numbers ultimately received thousands of telemarketing calls. Other sources include commercial databases and data brokers, public records, old customer lists, breached or stolen databases, lists acquired from other marketers, and numbers generated or tested randomly and automatically. And the number displayed on your phone may have nothing to do with the caller. Caller ID spoofing allows a scammer to impersonate another number. Neighbor spoofing makes the number appear to have your area code or even the first three digits of your phone number to increase the likelihood that you'll answer. So when someone says, quote, they keep calling me from different local numbers, there probably aren't 30 different people in your community calling. It may be the same person changing their caller ID repeatedly. Why is there a strange pause when you answer? That pause is an important clue that you might be getting scammed. Large calling operations use automated or predictive dialing systems that dial numbers faster than human agents could do manually. When you say, hello, the system may need a moment to determine that a human actually answered and connect the answered call to an available agent. This creates the familiar ring, ring, answer, silence, click, click. Hello, Mr. Hughes. Sometimes nobody becomes available, and then the call will automatically disconnect. There's another reason some suspicious calls matter even when nobody speaks. Answering your phone provides information. At a minimum, the calling system can learn that your number is active and someone will actually answer it. Depending on the operation, subsequent behavior, answering, pressing a button, calling back, or interacting with the agent, can make that number even more useful as a marketing fraud lead. Now, that doesn't mean merely saying hello automatically compromises your phone or your bank account. The danger is primarily engagement and information gathering, not some magical ability to steal your identity because you spoke one word. Take a break, come back, talk about these spam calls that are trying to scam us. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune into The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. until noon on 1017 The Truth. It's about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. I don't like this song, so we can do a better song than this. What else can we do? I'm not crazy about this. What's this one? There you go. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. That is AmFam.com. American Family Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. For parents, choosing the right school is one of the most important decisions you will make. At Milwaukee College Prep, they don't take that responsibility lightly. At MCP, your child is more than a student. They're a young person that they get to know by name, by strengths, and by areas in which they need the most support. Milwaukee College Prep partners closely with families, provides steady support, and acts early when challenges arise so that every child can thrive. Your child's growth, well-being, and success are at the heart of everything they do. They'd love to meet you and your child in person to share more about how you all can work together. Don't wait. Seats are limited. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That is MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com, or call 414-264-6000, 414-264-6000. All right. Let's see what we got. I hear this Donald person is cutting up in YouTube. Let me see. I know they said something where said I'm going to be single till I'm 70, and they make it seem like it's a bad thing. That's crazy. And I don't know if you're a man or a woman, whatever, but women obviously get jealous because you know what women hate? To see a man doing successful without a woman. Hate it. Makes them sick. Why would I be settled down with one person? That's not fair to all the other women. But also for men that, and I'm glad that y'all have found love, but y'all, you think that it's productive to, Sherwin, you need to get married. Get married now. Be miserable like the rest of us. No, not all of them are miserable, but the marriages that have the least amount of misery oftentimes don't even look like marriages. They're weird partnerships or they're business relationships or the wife has her own life and the husband has his own life. If that's what happiness is, y'all are just basically dating but legally tied together until death. So there's that. But also for men that defend it, and there's shout out to the men to do it, right? But if you as a man don't like to date, have trouble dating, and don't have a lot of options, your best bet is to find a woman that you love that loves you back and be with her forever. Because it is rough out here, and you got to put forth effort if you want to actually meet women. It's getting tougher, actually, because you have to be substantially more in order to even get their attention. And some men just don't have it in them. You know what I mean? But I don't want people to think that I'm against the institution because it's not for me. I just like to not be controlled. And you're going to give up some autonomy in a relationship. If it's any kind of a decent, loving, caring relationship, it's a whole bunch of stuff you can't do. And if you think you can do the same things in a relationship or in a marriage and when you were single, you are lying to yourself and you're going to quickly find out. We meet a wonderful woman and we hope that she stays exactly the same as the woman that we met, dated, courted, fell in love with. We want that woman to be just like that forever. That's what we want, right? That's the version that we fell in love with. That's the version that got you to fall in love with her. Then the real her finds out once she's got you hooked and you can't leave. Whew. We want her to stay the same. I think women marry us and commit to us, and they want us to change. Because they see all the stuff that we're not doing right, all the things that we need to improve. They almost want us custom tailored for whatever their needs are, so we have to change. And whenever there's a problem in a relationship, it's always, can I talk to you about stuff that you're doing that make me feel uncomfortable? But then if you as a man, this is the frustration that I have, that everybody knows, but they never talk about this stuff. If a man brings up, and I know every woman is going to say, not me, Sherwin. Y'all are trained to say not you whenever I bring up these concrete examples. If a man brings up a problem that he has with her, her behavior, her attitude, her disrespect, it's not. She won't even focus on why he's angry and why he's upset. The fact that he brought it up in the first place. Why are you targeting me? Why are you? I don't like the way you're talking to me. And what do? We get defensive.
I'm sorry for bringing up a problem that I have in a relationship. I'll never say another word ever again.
Next thing you know, the man that you've been married to for all these years doesn't even talk to you anymore. You think I ain't seen that happen? I know couples that just, they don't even talk to each other. There's nothing lonelier than laying in a bed with someone who you don't even know anymore. It's terrible. People stop humping. You don't hump the way you used to. Y'all used to break stuff. Y'all used to be adventurous. What happened? Oh, I got too old. No such thing. You remember back in the day? Let's do it in the car. And listen, ain't nothing wrong with the car. Sometimes you got to make it happen, Captain. You know what I mean? You got to can't always go to somebody's damn house. When I go to my house, I want to go. I'm going home and go to bed. And I ain't bringing you with me. What's wrong? You ain't ever did it in a car?
Well, yes, I have.
Exactly.
You just made me think about something else, but I don't want to.
Tell us. Oh, what happened?
Well, I don't want to.
Oh, yes,
bring
you
it
do.
Up.
Yes, you do. Where you be making me tell my business? Come on, Xavier, what happened?
My father's listening. I can't.
My father is listening too from heaven. Love you, Eugene. He doesn't mind. No, come on, Xavier.
Sorry, Larry, but.
Larry, he didn't mean it. He's just kidding. He's just making it up for radio. So what happened is if he was in the car, he was in a little Honda Civic.
Oh, no. I was
and you're talking... a big dude. You can't be in no small car, Jack. You got to be in a big car.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about car stuff. I was talking about, you know, just doing it outside and having fun, enjoying the breeze, you know. Have you ever heard of a thing called...
Exhibitionism?
Oh, I was going to say dogging.
I know damn well. No way.
What's that? Do you think what do you think I'm talking about?
I know exactly what dogging is. That's
Huh?
That don't happen. Nuh-uh.
That happens in Wisconsin.
You're just saying this. You've heard of it.
Oh yes, yes. This is something that's come into my mind.
Because I'm about to say, if you participated in that, bro, you probably shouldn't have said that. And Larry, we are very sorry.
Oh yes, no. That's what I was talking about. Just you talking about doing it outside, and that just came up to my head, you know.
Dogging is wild, bro. Wild.
Yes.
That's it. If I stumbled upon that, I wouldn't. I'd watch.
What would you just watch?
Oh yeah. I'd be like, are y'all serious?
Yeah. Well,
I would try to walk away, but it's like a train wreck. Because then you.
What if the woman looks really nice?
Nope. No way. Because if it's the true. Can we get in trouble? Well, no, because people don't really know what it is.
Yes, yes. So that's why I didn't want to talk about it too much. It's too graphic.
Get something else that would likely be frowned upon if anyone is in a relationship.
Depending on the relationship.
Nah, that's like the cuckold. That's weird, too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I got a story about that.
Yeah, I have a lot of stories about a lot of things, but we have to say that on Hughes Views because... I just don't want to get fired for the stories that I have.
She's Mexican, so it was years and years ago.
Oh.
So, I'd known her for years. We lost touch, got reconnected via social media. This, like, might have been MySpace days. And she's like, hey, Sherwin, I ain't seen you in a while. We should catch up. Let's grab a drink. I'm like, cool. So, we met at a spot somewhere in Bayview off of KK. This was years ago. And she's like, oh, I know the perfect spot. We'll go grab a drink. It'll be cool. All right, so we go into the bar, and there's literally nobody in there. It's her sitting at the bar, and there's another guy sitting way at the other end of this really, really long bar. And there's the bartender. And so we're hanging out, talking, we're catching up. I hadn't seen her in years. And I noticed the guy that was sitting really, really far away moved a couple seats closer. I was like, that's odd. I'm thinking, oh, maybe he's moving to see the TV. Well, then he moved a little bit closer yet and still. And I'm keeping my eye on this dude, but I'm still entertaining her and talking to her. And then she and I, because the bar is empty. There's the bartender who's minding their business, and then there's this guy who keeps moving closer and closer. And she and I start petting just a little bit. Nothing outrageous, nothing crazy. And then I look up, and now the guy is one seat next to her. Here's what I come to find out. She was in a relationship with that man. She got permission from him to hang out with me, and he was there to, like, watch us, quote-unquote, catch up. And I was offended when I found that out.
Oh, really?
Because I talked to her. Because once I saw where he was sitting, I was like, oh, I know what this is, and I got up and I left.
Oh, that's some guilt-free fun.
No, I'm not into that.
You're not fun.
Or you got to tell me that's what the plan is. She didn't tell me that's what the play was.
Well, he might not even came along. He just
now, hold on.
He might have just wanted to hear the story after.
Dude, I'm not in at the time. I was probably in my 20s. I wasn't trying to do all that, bro.
Oh, jeez. You're no fun.
No, I'm not. They call me vanilla. They say I'm boring.
Oh, I'm very fun.
You go dogging. Sorry, Larry. Thank you guys for listening. You have a wonderful and safe weekend, and make sure you stay tuned because the lunch break is up next.